Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And what a warm, muggy evening here in northeastern Ohio. We had some storms roll through and some places, I guess, got hit pretty hard. And a number of branches and even trees down in spots. But boy, after the storms went through, even though the temperature come down, I think the mugginess went up. So it's a muggy night out there. But if you're out traveling about, be aware there are some places. I think they had a lot of water on the roads and spots, and also be careful. And if you're out there where something came down, hopefully you'll be able to get that cleared up, and hopefully you got your power and you can listen to us. Well, at any rate, we're going to get going here tonight with the word of prayer, so let's get started here. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity that we have to be together tonight. We just thank you that we can spend some time on the radio, and thank you for opening up this medium for us. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Help us to be encouragement to somebody tonight, Lord. The things that we talk about that might be useful in pointing somebody to Christ, somebody that's searching, that they might find Christ, that we can encourage believers in their walk with you, Lord, as well. And through it all, help us lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless, we pray, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you tonight. Like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can certainly find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we encourage you to check us out there. And you can go from there over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can follow us there. But I'm moving more and more different things over to two other sites that I'm using. And we've mentioned them here a little bit. One is parlor.com. And if you go to parlor.com, you can look for Pastor Al Davis. That's Pastor Al Davis on Parler.com, and you can find us there and like us and follow us on Parler or USA. USA.life/live with Pastor Al. And those things I'm trying to work out on our webpage to where I'll have a convenient link to all of those. I just haven't got all of that done yet, but hopefully we'll have that there one day. And you'll just be able to go to livewithpastoral.com and click on all those things. You can certainly get to Facebook from there. And you can get to our page for the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor, and certainly invite you to come out and visit us. And we're thankful for the people that we've had that have been visiting. And we're thankful for you listening here today. So I hope we'll be a blessing to you as well here with the program. As I said, our toll-free telephone number, actually, I don't think I said it yet, but our toll-free telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call at that number. We'd love to hear from you. Love to have you take your call here this evening, get you on the air. And before we get to some callers, we got some callers calling in and lined up. But I want to mention two things before we get to our calls. Thursday, July the 23rd, if you're in the Akron area, or you don't have to be right in Akron, you can be in Cleveland or somewhere around there, but the Ohio Christian Alliance has their Summer Freedom Banquet this Thursday night. The reception starts at 6 p.m. The dinner starts at 7 p.m. It's at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. That's in Fairlawn, Ohio, west side of Akron, just west of Akron on Market Street, which is State Route 18. And if you are interested in this, go to the website at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. You can find out more about the cost, more about the schedule and what they're doing, and the speakers that are going to be there. That's ohioca.org. For the Ohio Christian Alliance Summer Freedom Banquet. Just follow the link there, and that is this Thursday night, July the 23rd, reception at 6 p.m., dinner at 7 p.m., and I believe they still have a few seats left. They're limited in how many people they can have, but last I heard they had some seats left, so check that out, ohioca.org. Other thing I wanted to mention is if you're at all interested in things in the night sky and haven't had a chance to get out and look, if you get a clear night and you have a good view of the northwest portion of the night sky, if you're familiar with where the Big Dipper is and look down below the Big Dipper toward the horizon, you'll have to be in an area where you got a good view low on the horizon. Where I live, I can't see real low on the horizon because I'm down in a little valley, but if I go to another place, I can see it because I get a better view. But if you're in a place where you can see this, the comet Neowise is very visible. We saw it Wednesday night, I think about 10:30. It's between 10 and 11 o'clock at night is a good time to look for it. And if you look for find the Big Dipper, go straight below the bucket portion of the Big Dipper and down toward the horizon, closer to the horizon, you'll see it looks like a little smudge in the sky when you look at it with the naked eye. And if you focus on it, you can make it out if you're in a dark area and you have a good clear view and the clouds aren't there. But if you have a pair of binoculars, you don't have to have fancy binoculars. You don't even have to have a telescope or anything like that. Just a good general pair of binoculars. You can go out there, and if you look at it through a pair of binoculars, it is amazing. It's the classic comet look. You can see the head of it with the tail of it streaming off back behind it. It looks like it's plummeting to the Earth. That's kind of the way it's going. It's kind of... at an angle similar, if you're looking at the Big Dipper and you look at the northern portion of the ladle part of it, or not the handle, but the actual scoopy part there, I guess you could call it, the bucket part of it, and you look at the two outer stars on the outside, and you see that angle that they form, and the comet is in a similar angle with the head of it pointing to the Earth and the tail sticking up, and it is absolutely stunning to look at. I mean, it's one of the best comets. It's been it won't be around, they say, for another, I think it's 6,000, 6,800 years, something like that, over 6,000, somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 years before it's supposed to come back. And this is, you got an opportunity between now and the end of the month. If you go out between 10 and 11, look in the northwest portion of the sky below the Big Dipper toward the horizon. And you can go online and look up and you can see pictures of it and everything, but it's really stunning to see it, just to actually look up and see it with your own eyes. All right, well, wanted to mention that before we got caught up in other things here, and we've got several people lined up yet tonight, and we are going to go with Tom tonight. And Tom, welcome to the program this evening.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, and look, we got you at the head of the list tonight.
Usually,
we kind of don't get you.
I'm concerned because it seems like with all the commotion going on with this COVID in the country, it seems like we're moving from suggested ideas to enforced ideas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you look right here in Cuyahoga County where I'm sitting doing the program, and I don't live in Cuyahoga County, but I have to come here to the radio station. And Cuyahoga County's got their hotline where you can call. It's been jokingly referred to as the Karen line and other things like that, where you can call, "I saw somebody without a mask on. I saw somebody having too much fun." And
well,
you can take a picture and report them.
I don't know if you caught the governor's 5:30 p.m. speech last week.
Well, I looked at parts of it, and I read a really interesting review of it, but go ahead.
Well, he was, if you noticed, he was including in there those businesses and groups that are meeting that are a problem for this, and he included churches in that.
Yeah, I think, and he was on Meet the Depressed and said that they're going to have some kind of big announcement or major announcement on his Tuesday thing.
Yeah, and he was quoting Galatians there.
Oh, out of context, but yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't grow weary in well-doing. Well, I don't think the writers of Galatians was talking about mask wearing.
No, and they weren't talking about lying either, because
right.
If you notice, how many times since last March has the governor said, we just need to do this for a month or two, we just need to do this for 3 weeks, we just need to do this for 2.5 weeks, we just need to do this for 90 days. We just need to do this. I mean, 30 days. We just need to, and he gives these time frames. I remember about 2.5 weeks ago, he said, we need to wear these masks for 2.5 weeks and we'll knock this thing in the head and we'll have it taken care of.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
2.5 weeks later, now he's on the verge, it looks like, of making it mandatory for the whole state.
Here's my question. Are we to believe everything we're hearing? I'm not, but I mean, are we to believe that this thing is really getting out of control and that there's a lot of scaremongering going on right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I put a thing on my Facebook page and I also put it on our parlor.com page, but on our Facebook page, I put this, it's a graphic representation of the state of Ohio. And it's really kind of nice because it's got a dot. The whole state made up with these little dots or little squares. And each one of those little squares, if I remember correctly, represents 1,000 people. And it's entitled the Ohio COVID Numbers. And it shows the entire state of Ohio. If somebody pictures the state of Ohio, and they've got each dot represents 1,000 Ohioans, and if you were to go in the extreme portion of northwestern Ohio, and I'm just going to kind of gauge this by eye here, so there's a half, there's a quarter. If you went about an eighth of a way from the Indiana border toward the Pennsylvania border, about an eighth of a way, now that doesn't even bring you to Toledo, and then you drop down a little past halfway, and all of those dots that's in that area represents the number of tests that have been given, which is over 1 million tests. And out of those tests, it has a much, much, much smaller section of boxes filled in that are the positive tests. So out of over 1 million tests, there's only been about 70,000 positive test results. And then out of all of that, there's only been a little over 3,000 people who've died.
Yeah.
And when you look at those 3,000, now keep in mind this dot that represents, what's Ohio's population? 11 million?
7 million.
Yeah. So 10, 11 million people. And so you can imagine how tiny these dots are to make up the state of Ohio. And only three of them are filled in.
What is really, you wonder, you know, he vetoed one bill. They tried to take some of the teeth out.
House Bill 55, he vetoed it this past week. It was a bill that would take away some of these draconian fines and jail sentences for violating health orders, which are not laws. They are not laws.
They are not. No, they aren't.
And the courts have said that he cannot do this, and yet they're still doing it. It's like I tell people, you know, the best brakes in the world on your car, but if you never step on them, you never use them, they're not going to stop you.
Well, what do you think's really, what is all this about? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's like I've said before. I believe, and this is not just my own original thoughts here. I keep going back to the program that we had on on May the 15th with Gary Kaa. That was one of our Friday afternoon programs. And
unfortunately, I missed that.
Yeah, well, and it is online right now.
Okay.
And it's if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com, you can find the program for May 15th. And Gary Kaa has been studying the globalist efforts since the 90s at least, and he's put together two books. One was En Route to Global Occupation. That was his first one. I think that was in the early 90s, and then later in the 90s, he did another one, Toward a New World Religion. And in these books, he documents things extensively. Gary Kaa was a international trade representative for the state of Indiana in the 80s, and he was approached by people as he was traveling Europe and things, approached by people to get on board with helping set the stage to usher in a global government.
Uh-huh.
And as a born-again Christian, he could not go along with it, but he kept a lot of the materials. And so you can go to, I believe it's Gary Kaa, K-A-H, Gary Kaa, K-A-H is his last name. You can go to his website, garykaa.org. So that'd be GaryKaa.org. And you can see some of his materials there. And he's got some great, well-documented stuff. But on our program on May 15th, we had timed it. He had been with me in late February, I believe it was. I think it was earlier in the year, because he had spoke in Brecksville, Ohio, at the Red-Green Axis Exposed meeting. It was one of the last ones they had before the coronavirus and the shutdowns and everything hit, one of the last public meetings. And he had been on the program with me, and then he spoke on this topic at that meeting of the move toward global government and things that are happening. Well, on our program May 15th, we had that time because May 14th, the Pope had scheduled a conference which was going to be held in Rome at the Vatican. It was a two-part thing. They were going to discuss the educational things necessary at this summit to educate and prepare the world to see the necessity of and to accept a world government. And the other thing was to educate and prepare the world to accept and see the necessity of a one-world religious system. Now, in addition to that, the Pope had a planned meeting in March where they were to discuss the need for a global economic system. And those are the three things you need: a global governing system, a global economic system, and a global religion in order to bring in this one world government situation.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, Gary mentioned that in January of this year, January 2020, they had a meeting, and I believe the meeting was in Davos, Switzerland, but they had a meeting where they outlined a plan, a 12 to 18 month plan that they believed would usher in a global government, a new global order. And
Unknowingly, they're preparing the way for the Antichrist.
I think some of them are knowingly doing it personally. The UN had planned a series of things this spring and early summer, all working towards this end: global economic system, global government system, all sorts of things, global one world religious system. But all of these things got preempted because this virus got out. I believe it got out too early. And
yeah,
I know a number of people think that too.
Yes, I heard that before. Yeah,
yeah, and so they're trying to get ahead of it. The reason I think it got out too early is they would have had these meetings and conferences and things prior to the coronavirus. I think it was supposed to come out this summer, but because it got out early, they had to cancel their planned conferences and reschedule them for later on this year. But they've not stopped in their plans. Google the Great Reset, and some of these things here. They've got a plan that they're working on, and the UN is working on this. The Pope's involved in it. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's involved in it. You know, it's a who's who of globalists and one-worlders that are involved in this. And I've got a number of these things on our Facebook page. If you scroll down through our posts at facebook.com/livewithpastoral, or go to our Parler page at parlor.com and just look for us there.
This Pope is like no Pope I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. And
he's treacherous, Al.
Yeah. But if you look at some of these things, they are planning on resetting the world economy and resetting it based on socialistic principles. Now, that should scare people, but unfortunately, young people don't fully understand what the Cold War was all about and what world communism did. The hundreds of thousands, actually the millions of people around the world that were slaughtered by the communists and the socialists. You say, well, socialists aren't communists. They're okay. Socialism's okay. Communism, what we were. No, think about this. Russia headed up the Union, the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Absolutely.
And and even the Communist Party of China calls themselves the socialists. And
well, they did that for a reason. They did that to calm the fears of communism, because I'm still old enough to remember just the cusp of the McCarthy years, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And McCarthy's march against communism, and he was really voted out by our Congress. They really sold him out.
Yeah. Well, this term Soviet that we have, you know, a lot of people don't realize what it means. We understand socialist and all. But the Soviet, the Soviet is a word that has to do, I'm just trying to explain this here, it has to do with a workers' council or a group of people that have come together. That's why the word Soviet was there. Remember the little collective?
It seems to be a universal designation in its connotation.
Yeah, and so this is what we
have oneness social. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this is what they're trying to bring together, is this one world government based on socialism, and which is communism.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to do this, and they have to collapse the world economy in order to do it. What better way to collapse the world economy than collapse the largest economy in the world, which is the United States?
Yeah. And isn't it interesting that as of recently, is what, the last month or so, there's a coin shortage been announced, and some stores are not taking cash now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how legally a store cannot take cash.
You got to wonder, like, I know DSW Shoes isn't taking cash. They only carry credit cards or debit cards.
You know, I would hold a dollar bill or whatever up to them and say, look on the side, it says this bill is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Kroger grocery stores just announced they are no longer taking cash because of the coin shortage.
It's not the coin shortage, because there's plenty of coins out there. All they have to do is mint more anyways. They did stop minting or cut back on the number they were minting because the economy was shut down and they weren't minting as much. But I think it's all geared, because think about it, and we're quickly running out of time in this half hour, Tom. But I was going to say, think about this. The biggest obstacle to the global order is the United States of America. It really is. And the reason that President Donald Trump is so vilified and hated as the epitome of evil on the left is because Hillary Clinton would have completed what Barack Obama was doing.
Absolutely.
And and led us into this. But
I agree.
But President Trump has opposed this, and he is he's the lightning rod. They don't hate him because he's Donald Trump. They loved him when he was just Donald Trump. All of them loved him. They all clamored for his attention and his money.
He was even part of the Democratic Party at one time, but he moved out of that.
Well, I think he went to Chelsea Clinton's wedding even. But and since time is short, I'll just sum this up real quick here.
No, yeah.
The point is, he is championing American first. He revitalized America. It caused our economy to literally explode as he began taking the shackles off our economy and loosening up the tax structure. And as a result, it was preventing their plans for the Great Reset to reset the world economic system. It was America was opposing this movement into a global order as we reasserted national sovereignty. And so he has to be removed. They've tried that. This is why they weaponized the intelligence services and law enforcement agencies of this country against a rival political campaign in 2016, and then against the transition team of the president-elect, and then used it against the new president in 2017. So they've got to remove Trump. They've got to crash the economy. They've got to keep everybody in chaos so that in the hope that Biden, who's nothing more than a placeholder, will become president, and then whoever his running mate is will become president shortly after that. And they're doing this so they can take down America. This is also why they despise Christians so much and blame Christians for the spread of the coronavirus and stuff and want to shut down churches, because it's Christians who are praying for and voting and voted for President Trump that are partly responsible for him being there. God used Christians to help him get elected, and so Christians are part of the problem, and it's also that the mystery of iniquity in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that's already working can come to fruition and bring in the one world government and the rise of the Antichrist. So there's spiritual things going on behind the scenes, Tom, and we need to pray. We need to pray.
That hope. So we should be looking for our Savior and Lord, because he's liable to come at any time.
Yes. And when you see these things come to pass, begin to come to pass, Jesus said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Tom, thanks for listening. We've got another half hour to go, and I hope everybody will stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. And just a reminder, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can also go over to parlor.com, and search for Pastor Al Davis. You'll find me there. Or you can go to usa.life/Pastor Al, and a couple different ways you can find us. Parler really seems to be growing. One of the reasons you know it's growing is Facebook and Twitter are not happy with them. They're trying to say that Parler are purveyors of bad and fake news. They're bad people at Parler. Don't go over to Parler. Don't look at Parler. Stay out of the Parler. That's what they're kind of doing. So, at any rate, I'm also pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, sponsor of the program there. And also, we're sponsored by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. East Coast Pizza is located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can find them there back behind the barbershop there at, like I said, 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100, and mention you heard about them on Live with Pastor Al. You can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $8. That's East Coast Pizza. Pickup or delivery, 216-341-9100, located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. All right, we're going to get back to our program again. Our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got Mark waiting for us here tonight. And Mark, welcome to the program this evening.
Hey, Pastor Al, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
I'm down here in Marysville. I like picking you up on Sunday night. You got some interesting stuff.
Well, thank you. And you're picking up on the air or on the computer?
On the air.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's one of the reasons we like the late night program, is because the signal travels better at night.
Yes. Yes. You and Pastor Ernie, I appreciate being able to pick you up at night, because I just like live call-in radio.
Well, thank you.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't been able to check it out on the internet myself, because I only use library computers and my access is limited because they're not open.
Right.
But I was told on Thursday by an individual who grew up in Yellow Springs, where Mike DeWine grew up.
And right. I'm familiar with Yellow Springs.
Okay. I never want to go there unless I've got plenty of prayer.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to say this facetiously. It's such a bastion of conservative Christianity, isn't it? it's hard to believe that it's so close to Cedarville.
I know. It's like they're stuck back in the 60s, you know.
My wife had actually gone to Cedarville College, and I remember going down there with her. This was many, many years ago, back in the 90s. And I remember I said, it's like going back in time to the 70s.
Yes, yes. But this individual I talked to, he looked to be in his late or in his 60s, maybe early 70s. He knew who Mike DeWine was.
Mm-hmm.
And what he had said was that this congressman, state congressman Vitale.
Right, Nino Vitale.
Nino, is that it?
Yeah, Nino Vitale. I've met him.
Okay.
He's a patriot.
Okay, yes, and I've heard great things about him. He's kind of fighting alone, it seems like, a lot of times.
Oh, he's taken a lot of heat for it over the years.
Yes, good, good. He's a good man. He sounds like a good man. But I had what this man said was that a month ago on his Facebook page, Mr. Vitale had stated that he had sent off for like something that the state or Mike DeWine's office, or whatever, was sending out. I don't know if it was a COVID test kit or something or info on it. But he posted on his Facebook page a month ago, and I have not checked this out that or verified it for myself, but that in that information packet was a brochure. And it was probably, based on what this gentleman said, some type of self-help or an offer of free counseling, whatever. But it was either sent out by Scientologists or by one of their front groups. Have you heard that yourself?
Not that one in particular, but there is another group, and I'm trying to think of the connection that they have to some left-wing anti-American sort of groups that he was using to do some other things. So it wouldn't surprise me.
DeWine was using.
Yeah, DeWine is a very interesting person. He groomed, he positioned himself, I think, especially when he was serving as Attorney General, to court the Christian right in the state of Ohio. Now, he's always had some things that have given conservatives in the state of Ohio some reservations, not the least of which is his kind of squishy stand on Second Amendment issues. He is not a profound Second Amendment champion by any means. And that's always been one of my reservations. But a lot of good people have been supportive of him because he always had a strong pro-life position and even ran promising that he would sign the heartbeat bill if it were passed, the one that Governor Kasich always vetoed when it was passed. And I not at liberty to say who, but I had somebody who said that they've known him for decades, and they said, this man fooled me.
Yeah.
And I think he's just a real deep undercover globalist.
That's what I have thought, too. He is a deep plant. That's my term. I've never heard it anywhere, but I think...
Yeah, deep plant. That would be a great term.
They've groomed him for decades. Just a quick one before I forget. Who is his... What's his wife's maiden name?
That I do not know off the top of my head. I have heard in the past, but I can't really remember
it
right now.
It's not Metzenbaum, is it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think she's a Metzenbaum.
No. Maybe that's, but that could be confusion on my part.
Yeah, and of course, Metzenbaum was an old political hack in Ohio, senator for many years, card-carrying member of the Communist Party USA during the 1950s, if I remember correctly.
Forgive me, everybody, if I'm mistaken on that. I just, you know, kind of get stuff jumbled. But, yeah, with Mr. DeWine, I was thinking today three things to pray concerning him. One is that when money, like from these amusement parks, stood up to him and threatened to take him to court, he backed down, didn't he, to some degree?
Well, yes and no. And and when the courts ruled against DeWine's health department orders, it just, like when the courts ruled against some of his other orders, it just seems like whatever the courts have ruled doesn't matter to him. He just ignores them.
I think it was either Chris Long or Dave Zanotti said they filed Freedom of Information Act requests, and he refuses.
Tom Zelikowski, I think, the We the People convention. I believe they filed for these things. And here's something that's interesting, and a friend of mine checked this out today. Let me see if I've got it here somewhere. I had it, and I probably had it in my pocket. Now I don't have it with me unless I can. It turns up here. If not, I'll have to post it. But his phone number on the, you know, most of your government officials, now we understand you might not find their personal phone number, but you can at least find, you know, their office phone number. Mm-hmm. And you cannot find Governor DeWine's office phone number. You cannot find the address. The only way, and I looked at this a few weeks ago, and then a friend of mine looked at it today, and the only way you can find it to contact him is to go to his website, and there's a form that pops up. You have to fill that in and send the form.
Which probably isn't even read.
And, well, it could. I've heard of people that have sent that form several times and never got an answer. But there's a thing called the Internet Wayback Machine, which is kind of nice. Once it's on the Internet, it's probably never going to disappear. And you can see his phone number, which, like I said, if I had it with me right now, I don't know where I put it, what I did with it. Maybe I'll find it. But it's on the Internet Wayback Machine. Here it is. This is Governor DeWine's. This is from the Web Archive. This goes back to earlier this year, I think. His office is 614-644-4357. That's 614-644-4357, unless they've disconnected that or changed it. But
sure,
he scrubbed that from his website because ever since this COVID stuff's been going on, he didn't want to be bothered by the little people.
Well, he also, he's not having regular press conferences anymore, is he? Or rarely?
Well, he's still having his 2 o'clock things, and he was on Meet the Depressed saying that he's supposed to have a big announcement come this Tuesday. So we need to pray for our country, pray for our state, and pray that Governor DeWine will be revealed for who and what he really is.
That was the other thing I was thinking of today. I mean, can we pray on the air? Is that okay to pray on the air?
We can, but I'm actually up against the time right now real quick and because I got 3 more people lined up ready to go.
Well, here's the thing. I do believe it's important to pray that big money talks, of course, mm-hmm. in the natural realm, that big money would get fed up and do something.
Yeah.
Lawsuits, whatever. Also, that anything that he has hidden would come to light.
I like him to be revealed for, like I said, who and what he is, and we certainly pray that God would do that. And do thank you for bringing this up, Mark, because this is something Christians need to be praying, because this directly affects us. He has not yet told churches that they can't meet, but I'm half expecting that to come. I've been expecting that shoe to drop for some time.
One other quick thing, mm-hmm. politicians will switch parties now and then. He has switched bases. The Democrats love him. And my concern is that if he decides to run again on the Republican ticket, the Democrats will vote for him because it's like he's their friend.
Yeah, the left loves him, and that's concerning. But thanks for that, Mark. I appreciate that. And thank you for listening. I hope you'll keep listening and call back again.
Oh, yeah. God bless.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got Mary Grace, who's been waiting for us here tonight. And Mary Grace, welcome to the program this evening.
God's blessings, Pastor Al.
Thank you.
Such a blessing to hear your knowledge, that you know that this man is not who I voted for.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. He's in partners with, it's called Partners in Health. You can.
That's the one I was trying to think of. You're right. Partners in Health.
Partners in Health. And that is Clinton-based.
Yes.
It is.
And Soros, I believe, is backing a lot of it.
It shows everything. Dear Jesus, they have to keep killing these babies. It's got to stop. And I'm stopping it in Jesus' name. Please take us in the prayer right now. Please. I beg you.
Well, and we'll have a quick word of prayer there, Mary Grace. I appreciate that. And certainly let's do that. And
this whole government is exposed. I'm telling you, people know this, but I'm not going to riot because that's not who I am. I'm a prayer warrior.
But you can also let your voice be known, which is what you're doing right now. And while we have the freedom to do this, I appreciate that.
Every time I can, I do. But they really come against me with the phones. When I heard Gates on the radio stations that you're on, I was like, oh, my Lord, hello. You see what I mean? Because I'm telling you, this is wicked. It is so evil. And that's what we're in, a war against good against evil. And when the good are silent, evil flourishes, and I won't let it flourish around me.
Well, and I appreciate your fervor there, and we do. We need to keep prayed up. We need to keep in the battle, and we need to realize it's a spiritual battle. And I read something. I was going to say, I read something recently and said that if we're in the last days and we're in the latter part of the last days, we have to expect that things are going to get bad. And
I think that's where we're at.
I've talked to several people who are in their 80s, and I said, you know, we've been through rough times in this country in your lifetime. Have you ever seen anything like this? Yeah, and every one of us said, we've never seen or experienced anything like this.
This is evil and tyranny. We say no.
Well, this is where people need to know that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. They need to be walking with Him. They need to be praying and reading their Bibles daily, and to be a witness for Christ.
We are the Word of God. We are the Word. We walk and we talk.
Amen.
And we take it. And we claim back the ground. Yeah. And
well,
the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we fight the good fight. And we have to do this. We must. The fervent prayers of righteous people availeth much, and we must pray.
Mm-hmm.
This is so
well, important. We are going to continue to do that, Mary Grace. I want to thank you for calling. I'm just looking at the clock. I've got about three more people to get to.
I know. That's fine. Go for it. I'm praying.
And I appreciate that. You're going to fire people up and inspire people to pray. So I thank you for that. God bless. Thank you so much. And we have got a couple people have been waiting here patiently. And we've also got some new callers we've had tonight, and so we're trying to get some of our newer callers in. We've got Claudia who just called in, and I want to get to Claudia before we get to some of our other callers who've been with us a number of times. But Claudia, welcome to the program tonight.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. I appreciate you and your knowledge, and I appreciate you and your Word of God. It's just so needed. It's so needed. And by the time I got my pen and my paper, I only caught the first three telephone numbers of DeWine, because I have been trying for months and cannot get a hold of him.
Yeah.
For a while, I had called him, and then he took took his telephone. I can't even leave a message anymore.
Yeah, the only way you can't email him, you can't send him a letter, you can't make a phone call. All you can do is fill out their online form. But this is from, you know, the Internet Wayback Machine is interesting because you can use it to go to old versions of web pages that are still around. They might have been put up 10 years ago, but oftentimes you can find them there. This is the Web Archive, which is the Internet Wayback Machine. And the number that they have that last was on his site is, you ready for the number again?
Yes. I got the 614.
Yeah, 614-644-4357. That last part's 4357, yeah.
Okay.
614-644-4357.
4357. Well, I do thank you, sir.
And this is public information. I mean, it's there. It's from his website. It might be the old one, but it's there.
Okay. All right. And the recorder is on, eh?
Yeah, and hopefully it'll you'll be able to sneak through sometime.
Well,
I know they have phones in the office. They're not taking the phones out, but
okay.
They're just not wanting to talk to the little people because people bring up troublesome things like asking, you know, can you cite the exact law in the Ohio Constitution or Ohio code that gives you the authority to do these things? They don't like to be held accountable.
No, they don't. They do not. No. Well, you know what? Every one of us are going to be accountable when we have to kneel before God.
Yeah.
You know? So their time is coming, like every one of us.
Well, and you know, when we can get a hold of these people, hold them accountable, it's like shining the light on something. What happens when you shine the light in a dark room? The roaches go scattering, don't they?
Exactly.
They don't like the light.
light overcomes darkness.
Yeah, and we're called to be light in a dark world, and we're also called to be salt. That's what the Holy Spirit of God is doing, working through His children, through believers, in order to hold back the mystery of iniquity that's already at work in the world. And it's working big time right now.
Yes, sir. So, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I do thank you. I thank you, and please keep fighting the fight.
Well, thank you, Claudia. I appreciate your call tonight. You stay in the battle as well. And God bless. And let's see who's been waiting the longest. We've got both Nancy and Terry who've been waiting for us a long time tonight. I think Nancy called in first. So, Nancy, welcome to the program this evening.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Alphonse.
Yeah, thanks for holding. We've had a lot of new calls tonight. So
I've heard. It's a very interesting show. I had a sort of an exciting and stressful event about 5:30 tonight. I have a huge pin oak tree back of my yard, and half an hour later, I didn't even know this happened. My neighbor came knocking on my door wildly. She said, "You know, your tree is in my yard." And I'm not going to give you all the details. I'm just going to tell you the three Bible verses that brought me a lot of comfort. 2 Timothy 1:7. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but power and of love and a sound mind. And then Ephesians 5:20. Now, there was no damage to any big structures like garages or houses, and didn't fall on any people.
Well, thank God for that.
I called upon Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. And then my favorite verse, Philippians 4:8, you know, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely and good report, think on these things. So these Bible verses have really brought me a lot of comfort. And it's very exciting. I've been on the phone for like 4 or 5 hours calling the insurance company and possible tree services that come. The whole tree has to come down. It's huge.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I know Terry's waiting. So.
All right. And you know, it's good to know these verses in times when you're going through difficulties or things that kind of get you a little concerned. And that's why the Bible makes, you know, comments like, wherefore comfort one another with these words, because these are words that God gave them to us, not only to educate us and inform us, but sometimes to comfort us and encourage us. So, all right. Appreciate that call tonight there, Nancy. And Terry, welcome as well. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey, thanks for waiting. It's been a busy night.
Good to hear some new people calling
us. Yeah, yeah. So,
kind of exciting.
Yeah, we got about a little under 3 minutes left, I think. So,
I was going to mention another scripture, perfect love casts out all fear.
That's right. And, you know, when you think about it, when we understand the love that God has for us, and we love Him, and we trust Him implicitly, we know that God is working on our behalf, don't we?
And we can get through all things. All things work together for good for those who love Christ Jesus and are called according to His purpose. They're called.
Yeah.
I was going to mention that real quickly is I started going to a Baptist church.
Oh, good.
And you came to mind when I decided to go to a Baptist church. I thought, you know, Pastor Al's a Baptist. Why not try a Baptist church? So,
well, so you know, and
last week.
There's some good histories out there on the Baptists you know, there's false histories that say Baptists originated in the 1600s, which isn't true. They actually go back to the first century. But I'm glad you checked that out and take a look at what some of their doctrine is. It's Bible doctrine. So.
And I went to the first person I bumped into when I went to the church. Actually, I started going last week. The first person I bumped into was my doctor.
Ah.
And I just picked out a Baptist church out of the off the internet. I just said, I'm going to go to this one. I go there, and here's my doctor.
Yeah.
So that was comforting.
Yeah. And I do have to be fair as well. You know, not every church is, and I'm not saying it's about that one, but not every church that says Baptist acts like a Baptist church. And Baptists tend to have a lot of variation in them because one of the keys of the Baptist belief is that churches are independent of other churches. So that can allow for a certain amount of variation. But, yeah, compare them with the Word of God and see how they line up.
Yeah, so far I'm impressed. I listened to a couple of sermons and I was inspired.
Well, good. That's good to hear. And but I'm glad to hear from you tonight. And, of course, you're on the north side of Lake Erie. Do you have these big storms going through today, too?
Yeah, we had a warning on the phone saying that there could be a possible tornado.
Yeah, no, we didn't have that down here, but we had some pretty strong winds that come through. And like Nancy said, she had them go through about 5:30, took a tree down. And we had a lot of wind, a lot of rain, needed the rain. But it's kind of nice to have it spread out rather than all at once. But, hey, Terry, thanks for calling. And we're out of time tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. And God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station.